Governor Walker told the business leaders that he will push 8 separate job creation bills in the next session of the legislature, amounting to $8.5 million for worker training programs while attracting another $14 million in federal funds. Walker says job training is the key.
You know, we have 30 to 40,000 people a week just on our Department of Workforce Development website where there's job openings but not enough people to fill those jobs with the skills needed. That's the next critical step for economic development in the state.
The governor promised to create 250,000 new private sector jobs in his first term and has so far created only about 90,000. But the governor is predicting an increase in the rate of job creation, linked to more than 11,000 new businesses in the state.
We think that pace is going to pick up dramatically. It's why today I highlighted that 11,000 plus number in terms of new businesses, because we think that's the key. It's a compounding factor. If each of them are adding 2, 5, 10 jobs, whatever the number might be, depending on the size of the business, that quickly compounds that larger job number.
Not everyone is pleased with Governor Walker's proposal. State Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Peter Barca called the jobs plan, quote, far too little, far too late, adding, quote, at a time Wisconsin needs big, bold action, today Republicans announced baby steps. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.